south of Baton Rouge, along the 8 Meat River, near the old Phillips farm. There's no brick and mortar, just a boiling cauldron of human disorder. Tammy's Cafe, serving up grits with a side of murder.
Welcome, y'all.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Tammy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing fantastic.
You look so pretty today.
Oh, thank you. I spent a minute. I had two daughters over this morning, and they did my nails, and we did makeup.
Wow. And was it Mother's Day or something?
No, they just had a lot of stuff they wanted
they
to throw
wanted
up
to talk.
On me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Everything about their life. They just wanted to.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We're close.
Cool.
We're close.
Very cool. Anything new?
No, the St. Patrick's Parade in Denham went well. It was only our second one ever, and the crowd had so much fun. I threw out over 120 pounds of cabbages.
Wow.
And potatoes. We were on the Libertarian Party fest.
Yes.
It was fabulous.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's so fun being in a parade.
It is. It is. Seeing all the little kids.
Yes. It's hard not to, like, give every single person something whenever you're out there.
Mm-hmm. And we did a pretty good job. We had probably another 100 pounds of beads.
Oh, good.
I mean, we had a lot of stuff.
Good. Awesome.
Yeah. We could barely fit on the float when we started out.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. And I hear you have a story today that's going to knock our socks off.
It is. I have never heard of this story.
That's crazy.
I mean, because this is, I've been doing this. I've been true crime fan.
Yeah.
Since cable TV became a thing.
Right.
I've never been a much of a sleeper. And the only things that would run shows, you know, you could watch robot challenges or or true crime at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Or infomercials.
Yeah. And so I watched a lot. I know cases.
Yes.
From all over the world. If there was a minute detail that was interesting, I know the case.
Yeah.
I don't mind hearing them again.
You came across this, though.
I came across this. Never freaking heard of it.
Wow.
And it's kind of a big deal.
Okay. I can't wait to hear it. First, before we start, Colin, thank you for being here for camera switching. We appreciate you. And y'all, if you want to support the show, I believe I mentioned a new Patreon member last week, but in case I missed, Poindexter is a new Patreon member. So welcome, welcome, and thank you for supporting the show. And if you'd like to help, go to Patreon, Patreon.com/grits, and help support the show.
Poindexter, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
That's a fun name to play with.
I started singing Bust a Move whenever I read it. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Okay. So this is the biggest case that I have never heard of. And I'm going to give everybody a trigger warning. This is about as gross as I've ever done.
Okay.
Okay.
We've had some gross ones on the show.
We have had some gross ones. We have had the at-home lobotomy.
Mm-hmm.
We have had the guy that...
The shit eaters.
Yes. We've had some really gross ones.
Yeah.
This one's pretty rough.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. This starts in 1981.
All right.
1981, the world was not beautiful. We were in the middle of the biggest recession since the Great Depression.
All right.
30-year mortgage rates hit, like, almost 17%.
Wow. So we're nothing right now compared to what we were then.
Right. Unemployment was skyrocketing. It's what led to Reagan got inaugurated in 81. But it was because of how bad the world was that we were like, okay, I'll take an actor from California. Right. Somebody has got to do something different. Because until then, this country was never going to put somebody like an actor up.
Right.
But we were in dire straits.
Yes.
Sandra Day O'Connor was the first female justice on the Supreme Court.
Okay.
She got put in there. But bread was only 59 cents a loaf.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. And the number one song was Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. That was a good one.
She's got Betty Davis Eyes.
Yeah. Now, whenever we talk about hard times, just like right now, big cities have it even harder.
Why is that?
Well, being in the country kind of insulates us a little bit from some of the stuff.
Is it because crime is higher?
Crime's higher.
During these type of times?
Rents skyrocket. You know, whenever you're out in the country and you own your home, you just have to maintain and hang on.
Yeah.
And there are other things you can do to make sure you get fed.
Right.
And
yeah.
Entertainment can go from going to town to let's have a bonfire.
Yeah. And got
it's
you.
Just a different world. And Chicago was definitely in a pretty rough stage.
Yeah. They still have issues, don't they, in Chicago?
Chicago is a nightmare right now.
Yeah.
Some of the strictest gun control laws in the country, and they can't quit shooting each other. But they're kind of bad shots.
They just wound each other?
I'll get a report, you know, 15 people shot in Chicago this weekend, and two died.
Okay. Well, small grace, saving grace there.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a little frustrating whenever I think about it's so, like, it's easy to kill somebody accidentally shooting them.
Right, true.
You know, the stuff you see on TV where they're like, oh, just shoot me in the leg and, you know, act like it. That's not real.
Right.
There's a good chance that if you get shot in the leg, you're dying.
Right. There's a good chance.
Okay. So on May 23rd, 1981, Linda Sutton went missing. She was a cute woman. I hate this, but there is variations on her age from 23 to 28. She was a mother of two. Her two kids lived with her mom. She was turning tricks.
I was going to say, she must have had some type of high-risk lifestyle, huh?
Yeah,
because
she did.
Her kids lived with her mom.
With her mom. And, you know, times were tough.
Yeah.
I think, if I remember correctly, minimum wage was $2.15.
Wow.
Back then. I may be off, but... So, if you're trying to start out, you've got two kids, no spouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not like you're buying a house at 16% interest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's rough.
Mm-hmm. So, anyhow, she went missing. 10 days later, she was found in a field in Villa Park, Illinois, which is just a little suburb, behind a junkie hotel.
Mm.
She had been raped and mutilated.
Dang.
Yeah. Then the mutilations were abused. And we'll get into that a little more.
Okay.
And, like, seriously, this is the sickest series of killings I'd ever heard of. It's worse than Kemper. If you took the mom aspect out of what Ed Kemper did, then he kind of looks like a Boy Scout next to this.
Compared to the, oh, wow.
This is rough. And so I'm going to tone them down. I'm not going to get into the COD on every one of the victims.
Okay.
Just kind of talk about kind of the continuation of certain factors.
Okay.
Okay. the hardest part of Linda's story was that she'd only been dead 3 days. So she laid there injured for a week.
Dang.
Yeah. And a maid at the hotel.
She really suffered.
Yeah. A maid at the hotel smelled something, sent the manager out. The manager found her body. They kind of thought they'd find a dead dog or something.
Gross.
Yeah. So almost a year later, like almost to the date, Lorraine Borowski is kidnapped while trying to enter a Remax real estate office. She was a secretary there.
So she's not in a high-risk lifestyle.
Not in a high-risk lifestyle. She walked to work every morning because she only lived 3 blocks away.
All right. What was her name again?
Lorraine Borowski.
Got it.
And her family, to this day, is still involved in this case and dealing with it. And
that's sad.
Pushing for change. There's a Facebook page about her.
That's
and
sad.
She was killed 25 years before Facebook even.
Right.
Yeah. So, Lorraine Borowski, she's kidnapped. Her coworkers get there at 8 o'clock. She was kidnapped between 7:50 and 8 a.m. I mean, it was fast. And they find her shoes, her makeup bag and her keys on the ground in front of the office door.
Wow.
She was almost to safety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so she was found later. And after two sexually mutilated bodies were discovered, even though they were a year apart, Chicago PD figured they had a Jack the Ripper situation.
Okay.
I mean, what else are you going to think?
Well, at least they were connecting them.
And this killer had a thing with breasts. He was removing them.
I was going to ask, the sexual mutilation, is that cutting off the breasts?
Yes.
Because we've seen that before. That's...
And they used, most of the time, piano wire.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
And apparently he's doing it while they're alive?
It's, yeah.
At least in the first case, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, okay. So, 5 months later, her body showed up in a cemetery nearby. 2 weeks after Lorraine got kidnapped, Shui Mac, depending on how you want to pronounce that name. She was from a Chinese family.
Okay.
She had been riding home from work with her brother. And, I mean, a lot of y'all can really understand what happened there. They got into an argument, so she hopped out of the car and said, screw you, go home, I'll walk.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yes,
that.
Of course.
I don't want to be in a little, you know, steel box with somebody that I'm pissed off at.
Especially a sibling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she never made it home, and her body was found 4 months later.
Wow.
Okay, so we have one prostitute and two girls with jobs and families.
Do you think, I mean, the first one, we know there was a space that she was alive. Was there anything in your research that said he kind of kept these other two ladies alive, didn't kill them right away?
That first one stayed alive at the dump site, but was not able to.
Oh.
That's that. Yeah.
And she had her breast cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And she was alive. Oh,
she had
my.
Been handcuffed.
God.
He hit him with this. That one, I think, was a hatchet. I mean, she may have been in a coma that whole week.
Yeah.
I hope. But her body, blood kept pumping for seven days afterward.
Wow.
And obviously, she was not able to make any sounds or anything to attract attention. Besides, it was a junkie hotel. So, if they heard somebody screaming, they may not have... Okay, so Shui's body was found 4 months later. Another 2 weeks after Miss Mac had gotten abducted, they abduct Angel York.
Wow.
Okay, hauled her into the van, handcuffed her.
Getting closer and closer together, it seems like.
Yeah. Slashed her breast. So the first one was a whole year between one and two.
Right.
We're at a point where it's 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
For these three. So slashed her breast, but something interrupted them somehow. And I'm not sure what that was. I just kept reading. They were interrupted. And they threw her out of the van and took off.
Okay.
So she lived.
Good.
Yeah. And she was, I think she was a marketing executive.
Okay.
So we're not talking about somebody the cops should not have listened to.
Right.
We're not talking to somebody with a history of run-ins with the law.
Right.
Or somebody who's afraid of cops.
Yeah.
And, so she gave the cops a description of the attackers in the van. No leads.
There was more than one?
Yes.
You're saying attackers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is whenever we figure out it's not one single Jack the Ripper type killer.
Okay.
It's a little group.
A group.
Mm-hmm. Now, after this, they wait 8 weeks before they attack again.
All right.
Yeah, because, I mean, they almost got caught.
Right. I mean, they needed to let things simmer down a little bit before they...
And maybe figure out how to not get caught.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a point, and it was probably here, but it's hard to tell, where the MO changed a little bit where they started forcing narcotic pills down the throats of everybody they picked up. And then not really starting to abuse them too hard until they were groggy.
Gotcha.
That would keep them from screaming too much. Okay. On August 28th of 82, Sandra Delaware was discovered near a river, stabbed, strangled, left breast amputated. That's kind of their signature, is to remove the breast.
Right.
On September 8th, Rose Davis, who had disappeared after a night out, was found in an alley. Same situation.
Breast removed.
Cut, strangled, breast removed.
Were these women raped also?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they were not just raped. The wounds left behind were sexually assaulted.
Oh.
I know.
They were doing stuff to the cut off.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. They were banging whatever holes they had torn open in these women.
Oh, my God.
That's what I say. This puts Kemper.
Yeah. He just fucked his mom's neck or head or mouth,
after
whatever.
After he cut it off, she couldn't feel anything.
Right. Dang.
Yes. This is. Okay. And then on October 6th, in 82. This van comes by a phone booth. There's two men out on the phone booth, Alberto Rosario and Rafael Torrado. And they were hanging out conducting business.
Of course.
One of them was a drug dealer.
Yes.
And, you know, he used that phone booth to...
Yes. Make your... Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what you did in 82.
Yes. There was no cell phone. There was no burner phone you could pick up.
Maybe you had a pager, 911. Mm-hmm. Remember? We used to page each other.
Yep. Okay. So these guys come by, see the two men out at the phone booth.
They're like, we're cutting off man titties tonight.
Nope, they just shot him.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, didn't need to get their rocks off with the guys.
Okay.
Even though Agent Wrestler did do a profile on these guys, he thought it was one.
Yeah.
He did say he thought they were going to be bisexual.
Oh, okay.
And that he wasn't sure if he was straight, but he was living straight.
Gotcha.
Kind of situation. And so he hated women. Just a little aside, because every time Agent Wrestler's name comes up since, he was the character in, like...
Was it Mindhunters? No.
What I'm talking about is Reddington.
Don't know.
Anyhow...
Okay.
There's a show that's Blacklist. Blacklist has been on for a while.
Yeah, I watched it way back when. Okay.
And one of the FBI agents is named after the original Agent Wrestler.
Gotcha.
As like homage.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so every time he comes up, I kind of ping in on his name.
Yeah.
He thought it was going to be a single man. Actually, he did think he was going to be married, but he thought it was going to be a lone individual who was bisexual, who might look a little effeminate.
But living like a homosexual. I mean,
living
a
like a heterosexual. Yeah. Okay. So, anyhow, Rafael Torrado did succumb to his injuries of this drive-by. Alberto Rosario survived.
Oh, good.
So, you know,
could he at least describe the van or anything?
Probably.
Okay.
This was the only male victim for this group.
Mm.
All right. Now, I'm going to say this probably happened in late October because they were caught before the date that this news article gave.
Oh, okay.
So, Beverly Washington was found by a railroad track. She had been beaten, raped, had her left breast removed. Again, with a piano wire. The right breast was severely massacred with a knife.
Wow.
But she lived.
Good for her.
She gave the authorities a really, really good description. Gave them a description of the van. Told them exactly what the driver looked like. Said it was a red van. It had a wood panel kind of separating the front from the back.
I was expecting a white van for some reason. I don't know why. That's what I was picturing in my mind. Colin's shaking his head. Yes, me too.
All creepy white van. Are thinking creepy white van all the time.
So red van, wood partition.
Mm-hmm.
But she could see the driver.
She could see the driver. Okay. She could see her primary attacker.
Okay.
And so she gave the description to the police. Anyhow, roundabout, this led to Robin Gett.
Okay.
Okay. And they brought him in for questioning, but released him for lack of evidence. And the way they kind of got to him was this, Eddie. Eddie was driving Robin around. Edward Spreitzer was driving Robin's van around, and the cops pulled him over. But Eddie had red hair. Didn't fit the description.
So maybe Eddie borrowed the van to run errands.
He says, this van belongs to my boss.
Okay. That's all I got. I'm borrowing the van to take my gluten-free bars around and sell them.
And so I had to bleach the whole thing.
Van. Previous episode. Go back.
And so, anyhow, he goes, the cops go and talk to his boss, this Robin Gett guy. And they're like, hey, dude, you know, did you kill this woman and try to kill another one?
Yeah.
And he's like.
Like he's going to say yes.
He was so cool. They literally did not think it was him. He was so relaxed, so casual, so normal.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too. Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy.
And cunty.
With us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on the big... Oh, wait. I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the big cunty couch. Mwah.
But you come at me accusing me of killing somebody. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm not going to be relaxed and casual. I'm going to be like, hell, fuck no. I didn't fucking kill anybody.
That is the only right answer in my mind.
Right.
If you're not like... Raising Cain.
Yeah.
So, they go back in.
So, Eddie leads him to Robin.
Yeah.
Robin's super cool.
Yeah, they bring Robin in for questioning anyway, because he really does look exactly like the description.
All right.
Okay. And he stays cool as a cucumber. No, I was at work that day. We did this. I went home to my wife and kids. Wife and kids. Okay. They really think they've got the wrong guy. They let him go.
Mm-mm.
But they decided to do their due diligence.
Good.
And look into him. So, you remember how I said that field from the beginning was behind a hotel?
Yes. The druggie.
Mm-hmm. Turned out that old Robin lived at that hotel for a minute.
What?
Yeah. Back in the day, he lived. I guess he and his wife had probably separated for a little bit.
Okay, I was going to say, was this before the wife and kids, or... Okay,
he's got three kids 18 months later.
Okay.
Unless this woman popped out triplets.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm hoping not.
So
they go check out...
They trace him back to the...
Yeah, they trace him back to the hotel.
She was the first one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as we know.
Right. But you don't shit where you eat. I mean, like, he's living at the hotel and he puts her
body right behind it.
Yeah.
Close enough that it stunk up the hotel.
Right.
Which is another reason some people don't believe that 3-day dead thing that the coroner came up with.
Yeah.
I believe it because it takes about 3 days for something to really stink.
Okay. Yeah.
It does. 10 days, it would have been stinking way
already.
Ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, it would have started... dissipating by 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it peaks out at 3. So, anyhow, they go to that hotel. Yeah, Robin had to live there. And you know what's interesting? That douchebag had 3 friends, and they all had adjoining rooms, and they threw parties, and they did these weird occult practices, and
I didn't know, like, hotels that little had adjoining rooms. That's some shit.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's really, ugh.
Women over all the time.
He was living his best life.
They were doing some kind of ritual. And then that hotel manager's, but you know what? Two of those people, one of them was that Eddie guy that we already talked about.
Okay.
And he says, the other two, though, did leave me a forwarding address so I could send their mail to them.
Wow. Stupid criminals.
That's how I came across this, because I was looking up ways that criminals trip themselves up.
Yeah.
Yep. There we go.
Wow.
So was not going to do this kind of case. Obviously, if I never heard of it, why was I going to do it?
Right.
And, so.
So, the other two guys, are you going to tell us their names?
Yes. Okay. Yes. We'll get there.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyhow, manager's like, but Robin's kind of the ringleader of these four.
Yeah.
And there's an interesting fact about Robin. He used to work for John Wayne Gacy.
No.
What? Freaking way. How is this not everywhere?
You're lying.
I am not. His words. The only thing John Wayne Gacy did wrong was get caught.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That is absolutely freaking insane.
I think you have just blown. Mind blown.
Yeah. And then.
Never heard of this guy.
Never. Never. In fact, I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing get wrong.
Well, how do you spell it?
G-E-C-H-T.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Gecht is right.
Up there in Chicago, you know, I'm used to French names, and they've got a lot of Polish and Greek names up there. So,
seems like a German name to me.
That one, it's probably Polish.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, which is right there.
Yeah.
Mm. Taking another sip. You didn't ask me what I'm drinking.
What are you
today.
Drinking?
I am drinking Uptime Mango Pineapple with a little airport bottle of Tito's poured in here.
But what is the drink? The drink that, is it like a juice?
It's an energy drink.
Okay.
I was looking for anything fruity with no sugar, because you know me.
That's cool. And what's it called? Uptime?
Uptime. It's pretty good.
I want to try that.
And what are you on today?
Well, I started on Swear Jar, and now I'm on...
Are we on Redneck Riviera?
Redneck Riviera.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Colin's
got... Colin is light. Is it Miller Light?
It is Miller Light.
Miller Light. Oh. He's putting it in the camera.
Okay, and now back to...
What? Oh, you didn't even have it on you?
Now it's in the camera. Okay, and so we'll go back to the disgustingness that is this case.
Yes.
Okay, at the beginning of this, he was 28 years old, and Edward Spreitzer, Eddie, was 20. The biggest problem with Eddie was not just that he was 20, because a 20-year-old was a fully freaking grown adult.
Of course.
Back in 1981.
Yes.
I mean, we often...
We didn't even know their brains weren't even fully developed probably in 1981.
We had homes and kids most of the time by the time we were 20 or 21. Mm-hmm. Had already gotten in serious debt, gotten out of it, and kept going.
Nah, no shit.
Okay, but the biggest problem with Eddie was that he had an IQ of about 75. Mm,
he's on the yellow end.
Yeah.
He was a follower.
He was.
That's the kind of person Robin needed.
That's exactly it. So Get convinced Eddie that they should teach a prostitute a lesson, and this led to the murder of Linda Sutton.
Aww.
Now, with these women, most of the women that we actually have names for and faces for, because we'll get into the rest of that in a little bit, they had a very similar look. They had, like, apple cheeks and huge smiles. Other than Lorraine Bukowski, I think they just had an itch at 8 o'clock in the morning and she was alone. But
what, were they all like dark hair, dark eyes, or did you not find that in your research?
I think most of them were dark haired and dark eyed, but they crossed racial lines.
Okay.
Because we have black, we have Latina, and we have
Asian. Okay.
Bukowski had what I would call dark hair, but this hair is actually dyed darker right now than my real hair to kind of even it out. So I consider a lot of hair dark. But they did cross lines. That seemed to be the biggest thing that struck me about the photo.
Yeah, because usually they stick to...
Yeah, it was these apple cheeks and this big smile in their pictures.
Okay.
Bukowski was a little different, but then, like I said,
it was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So. Who else are you going to find to kill at 8 o'clock in the morning? So,
he had Robin convinced Eddie.
Yeah. So, he had an IQ of 75. They taught that they were going to teach a prostitute a lesson, so it led to Linda Sutton. Even though Eddie was easily led, he didn't, from Eddie's words, take part in the Linda Sutton killing.
All right. He's like, I was just driving the van.
Yeah. And he had sex with her, so he raped her.
All right.
But then, what's his face? Robin was like, oh, well, she knows who we are now, so.
Yeah, we got to kill her.
Beat her with a bat, cut her breast off, dumped her in a field.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Okay. But so Eddie kind of distanced himself away from Robin.
Okay. That's smart.
Yeah. He felt horrible. He wasn't a murderer kind of like naturally. He was just stupid.
Right.
Then Robin kind of sucked him back in because he was like, hey, I'm a construction manager. Remember I said he used to work
yes.
for John Wayne Gacy.
Yes.
And he brings him back in. Eddie then brings along his two friends.
Here we go.
Andrew and Thomas Kokoralis.
All right.
Greek. They were 18 and 20. So that kind of explains why there was a year between murders.
They're brothers.
They are brothers. They're friends of Edward's with similar IQs.
Okay.
And just to kind of give perspective, because these online tests kind of don't really tell you what your actual IQ is. Average is about 100. Average right. in the U.S. is about 100. Yeah. I'm sure Tammy's is about 140, 142.
Well, thank you. I was thinking more on the 80, 90 range.
Okay. So it's 75. That puts them exactly where Forrest Gump was.
I was about to say, I have a lot of experience with someone who tested about 70. So I can completely, in my mind's eye, see what is going on with these lower IQ individuals and how easily it would be to get them, even though they know right from wrong. In the case of the person I'm talking about, I'm sure these guys probably, if they were raised right, know right from wrong. But I could see how they could get convinced by a smarter individual to go along with this.
And especially back in the day, you didn't stay home after you were 18.
No.
You were out on your own. So you got a kid out there with a 75 IQ. You've got this predatory person that says, we're going to be a group. We're going to be a family. That's...
And the Robin guy is a... He's got money. So he's able to, you know, to some degree, influence them in terms of money.
Yes.
He can probably buy them booze or food or whatever.
Lots of drugs.
Yeah, which drugs. Okay.
Led to a lot of what's going on here.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it was, major issue with smart 28-year-old, dumb. Yeah, I hate to say dumb, but
dumb. Yes.
18 and 20-year-olds, lots of drugs, no family connections really left to them. Yeah, which is something that happens or happened back then. I mean, you were out the door at 18.
Yeah.
Very few parents even said, oh, if you go to college, you can stay at home.
You're right.
No, you're 18. Oh, great. You're 18. Bye.
You're going in the military. No.
You're going somewhere.
Yep.
You know, what's that line? You don't have to go home. But
you can't stay here.
Yeah.
That's usually the last call at the bar. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And that was what life was like in the 80s.
That's
We didn't stay home.
No.
Most of us. I left at 16.
Yep.
Had my own apartment.
Yep.
I graduated high school early, started going to LSU. Yeah.
I understand.
Just life.
Yeah.
And I mean, and mom wasn't like trashy. It was just normal to leave home.
That's what she did. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, eventually through the investigation and confessions, we learn a lot more about what happened. Eventually, we find out that the body count is about 18.
Oh my God. 18.
18. 17 women, one man.
For John Wayne Gacy's apprentice.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. That's between unidentified victims that they did find that had similar characteristics.
I mean, if you had your breast cut off and your breast was then raped.
Uh-huh.
You're,
it's real easy to know that
this is the same group. Yeah. Yeah.
And then the killers admitted certain things. Like there were some bodies that were never found. Like one of them, Edward said, oh, we took her, we handcuffed her after we killed her, we dropped her in the Chicago River with bowling balls.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. We know that another victim was found on the edge of the Chicago River. So,
yeah.
The confessions were a little convoluted between their IQ, between the similarity of events, their, the facts would get kind of mixed up between one to the other, but they would hear it often enough between Andrew, Thomas, and Edward.
Yeah.
Getz never.
No, I can't
admitted
imagine
to crap.
His only mistake was he got caught.
Yeah. And we got a bigger understanding of the killings and why.
Do tell.
Okay. Turns out they're Satanists.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, now looking back, everybody, all these people that weren't born then.
Is this the satanic panic?
No, this was Satanism.
Oh, okay.
And we want to say that the satanic panic was just a bunch of churches that came up with it, but it was really a thing people were dabbling in.
Right, yeah.
And then most of the panic was caused by actually shrinks. They would do these recovered memories. And I mean, you'll have towns that were completely turned upside down because shrink said that kids had been satanically abused by the mayor. And
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy. We closed the mental hospitals.
Yes.
Which left a hole in wages, which brought out all of these private clinics. We had two teenage, youth.
Right.
Private mental facilities in Baton Rouge back then. I'm not even going to name their names.
No.
But my friends would, I had several that got locked up in there because we'd go and drink until we were stupid.
Yeah.
And
well, that's where they put you when you were acting out.
When you were a bad kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got drunk at a bonfire,
right.
So we're going to lock you up for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I had several that came out that thought that they had been abused satanically.
Mm.
And one of them had lived out of the country like you. Her dad worked in oil and gas. She lived out of the country.
And she thought?
And she was telling me these details that she came up with. And I was like, babe, you were in Scotland for 4 years during this time.
Oh, my God.
Nobody had you on an altar in the swamp. That's
so
not
what,
a real thing.
What the hell?
Hey, it got people paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So satanic panic had multiple levels. It wasn't just like Pentecostals in the woods that decided it.
Right.
There was a real thing because.
And these guys were involved in it.
These guys were involved in it. You know, everybody was looking for something different.
Yeah.
And they found very different. So anyhow, they went to the house that Robin owned between his arrest and his questioning and his arrest.
They were all free.
He had abandoned his suburban home and went and moved in with his brother in a town over.
Are his wife and children?
And his wife and kids went with him.
Okay. All right. I was like, are they still in the picture? What the fuck's going on there?
So the police get to his house and they go up into his attic, which had been locked up hard.
Ain't never nothing good in the attic.
No. And there was a whole, the whole attic space was a shrine with pentagrams and upside down crosses and candles and everything.
All the shit.
Okay. So I already told
you. Goat blood.
Well, no, they decided to go all the way to human. They kicked it up a notch.
Yeah.
Well, I had told you already that Robin had, that they would, they created new holes with which to rape women.
Yes.
I don't know a way to say that in a way that doesn't just cause me pain.
You did it perfectly. Because I would be very crass, probably, if I said it. Yes.
I mean, because, like, every time I was like, I think this is why I've never heard of this case, because it's so hard to talk about.
The whole making a wound and then having sex with the wound blows my mind.
You have cut yourself, like, out in the yard or something and had to clean that wound and maybe pick little bits of leaves out of it. How much does that hurt to your bone?
Yes.
I couldn't even.
And I feel like they were alive from the things that you've said.
It sounds like they were alive.
Terrible. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, the attic.
So
it was a big shrine.
It was a big shrine, but this is what they did with the breasts. They removed.
Mm-mm.
They would all have to masturbate in this. And I don't know if they were using them like a pocket toy or if they were masturbating onto them.
Oh, my God.
I can't. Colin's about to lose his crap.
This is horrible.
This is horrible, he said, for those of you at home that can't hear.
This, I'm telling y'all, this is the worst case I've ever done.
Jesus. Like a pocket toy.
Yeah, I think.
That was a very nice way of saying that.
So,
dude,
then they would
toss me that titty. I got to jerk off.
It's about to get worse in some level.
Okay.
They're going to take this dead boob that they have now all
jerked off in
or jerked off with. I don't know.
Right.
Pass it around and take a bite out of it.
Oh, damn it. Oh, damn.
And then put it into a lockbox. And Thomas, I think, testified that there were 15 other breasts in that box when he saw it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So this is really...
This is rough. Okay. So I already told you. Yeah.
There's more roughness?
Only in how everything played out.
Okay. Tell me.
Okay, because that's what we're down to.
Because my eyes are watering. I had to take my glasses off.
This is
like chills on top of chills on top of chills.
Yeah. And I could have made it worse, y'all. I really toned this down for you.
You know, if I would have told the story, I would have made it hellacious.
There were weapons used on these people that you... I only told you, like, the stuff I had to, like, that piano wire got used.
Right.
Yeah, the stuff that was case to case to case, the same thing. So, I told you Robin never confessed to anything.
No.
Okay. The rest of them, 75 IQs and on drugs, of course they caved under interrogation. Yes. And it was an up and down, back and forth kind of situation with all of that. So, Robin was sentenced to 120 years because it was only that last one where the woman lived.
Where she could identify him.
Where she could identify him that he was convicted of.
Yeah.
So 120 years. He could be out. He could actually get out onto the streets when he's 88. He will be eligible to be returned to public.
Okay, that's terrible. But as a 55-year-old, I don't think as an 80-something-year-old, he is going to have the strength or the stamina to hurt anyone else.
I think you're right there. But my problem is that he is a Pied Piper.
Oh, you're right. He could get a bunch of 20-year-olds. Yeah. He's like John Wayne Gacy. He was able to get people into his web.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the part that bothers me about him getting out when he
won't. When that shit comes up for parole, he won't.
And hopefully not with the way social media is now.
But the fact that the families are still having to deal with that possibility is real shitty.
Really horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. And yeah, I'm not Greek, but Andrew Kokoralis.
Yes.
Kokorelis. He died by lethal injection.
Oh, they actually
killed him. He was 35 when he died. And so he was 18 when this happened in 81, so mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was the youngest of the three, of the three people that got convicted of murder with a low IQ. And his execution so disturbed Governor H. Ryan that all death row inmates had their sentences commuted after him.
Wow.
So he actually saved the lives of the other two.
Well.
His brother and Edward.
I'm not happy about that, but whatever.
It is what it is.
I know there's a whole long battle of executing people who are mentally handicapped.
Yes.
I have my own feelings about that. Y'all email me your feelings about that because I want to know what y'all think about it.
I'm going to quickly tell you what mine are.
Tell me.
I don't really believe in the death penalty. By the time we kill somebody, they're so far removed away from the crime.
I understand that.
It ends up costing us so much more to go through the litigation than it does to just keep them locked up. And most of them end up dying of natural causes anyway.
I get it. Y'all email me.
Yeah. Let us know. Let us know what you think.
Tammy@gritswithasideofmurder.com and tell me what you think.
Yeah. Okay. So, like I said, Andrew's death actually saved his brother's life.
Saved Thomas and Eddie.
Thomas and Eddie. He was the last person executed in Illinois.
Okay. Nobody since then.
Another reason why this case should be a big deal.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that changed history.
I can't believe. I never heard this case before.
No. I mean, the John Wayne Gacy.
Were you okay, this is going to sound weird, but the people out there listening, it's not going to sound weird to them. Were you a little giddy when you were researching this case because it was one you had never heard before?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, exactly.
I was a little upset that there was so little information on it. I had to go to old newspaper articles.
Mm-hmm.
There was only one book ever written on this.
And it's out of print, you told me.
It's out of print. Yes. And so it's like $60 for a paperback book.
No,
screw that.
No.
And so, I mean, this is...
Yeah.
This is the craziest case. So we should know about this case because it changed death penalty in Illinois, a huge state. We don't know about it. John Wayne Gacy. We don't know about it. Anyhow, so Thomas, through some legal maneuvers, got his sentence changed to 70 years instead of a life sentence.
All right.
He's out.
What?
He is out. He's living in Aurora, Illinois.
About how old is he? It was 20 when this happened.
Yeah, 20 and 81.
So 40 years. He's at least 60-something.
He's 60-something, okay. He's fat. He's a little old. He's been, prison for his whole life.
Unfortunately, he's still not smart.
He's still not smart. The reason why I know exactly where he's at is because Lorraine's family has a Facebook page for her. In her memory, and they have been fighting to make sure that everybody knew where this guy was, what he's done. And, God love him, but I hate the fact
that... He should be a registered sex offender, in my opinion.
I am not sure if those laws would have affected a...
If you are...
Conviction from 1980.
If you're fucking holes that you made in someone.
Oh, yeah. He absolutely raped her. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think sex offender registry laws were in place in 81.
I feel very sad for Lorraine's family that is still fighting this. And it's terrible.
Do you know where Aurora is?
Aurora, Illinois is near.
It's just outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
They are close. They are geographically very close to this man. A mission took him in and he was doing some work there. And then he finally left the mission, I want to say 2 years ago. To move into his own private residence. I would rather him be at the mission where a whole bunch of preachers and priests were watching him.
I agree. All right.
So Robin had three kids.
Right.
One of those has been convicted of murder.
No shit.
Why don't we fucking know about this case?
That's right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he had a kid named David who committed murder.
So dig into that one.
Oh, that one's not cool.
It's just like a one and done end of story.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
It was, he was part of a gang.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah. That's just sad. That's not.
He had a fucked up childhood.
I guess so.
Robin was raising him, so that's probably why he was in a gang.
Okay, so that make me laugh because
horrific.
That was the darkest thing I've ever had to dive into. And what's in my head, what I know, is worse than what I told y'all. So make me laugh.
I'm going to get the nastiness out of your head now. We are still on stupid state laws, right? But we're on the last page of those. So I don't know what the shit I'm going to do after this. But we're on Washington.
Okay.
All lollipops are banned. Yes. In the state.
No, I'm sorry.
No. In the state of Washington, it's illegal to catch a fish by throwing a rock at it. Is that even a thing? Okay.
Huh.
You may not ride an ugly horse. I don't know that I've ever seen an ugly horse, to be honest with you. I think they're all beautiful.
Some ugly horses.
Have you?
Okay. Yeah. They got some knock-kneed horses out there. It's just.
Well, I'm just thinking face.
Just sad.
I'm thinking face and mane. And
yeah, no, that mane can get chewed up. That fur can, that coat can get spotty. And yeah, when they get old, they can get ugly.
They can get ugly.
Yeah.
Can't we all, though?
I know, but I like to think that I'm holding my own.
I like to think that,
you
too.
You are, Tammy.
Thank you
Loving
so much.
Loving the new haircut.
Thank you so much. It's short mm-hmm. and sassy. Okay, this is the last one for Washington. Washington State does not allow fake wrestling. And what I call that is wrestling. We call that wrestling.
Okay. Didn't Oregon not allow you to box kangaroos? Because I kind of think of them as a clump, Washington, Oregon.
I feel like there was some kind of Alaska law uh-huh. about kangaroos. And we were shocked that kangaroos are even in Alaska.
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, real quick, Alaska. We just got Max. Like HBO Max, but it's uh-huh. just called Max now.
Are you watching?
I'm watching the Jodie Foster True Detective.
Uh-huh.
It's so good.
I'm going to have to watch it because True Detective back in the day.
Yes, with Woody Harrelson.
With Woody Harrelson yes. and McConaughey, which yes. could talk me to sleep hour nine.
Yes.
That was good.
It
and
was
then it
good.
It dwindled.
It did kind of dwindle, but this one I'm not done with, but
Amir and Jody
look,
brought it.
I'm very on the edge of my seat with this one.
Okay. I'm going to have to okay. watch it.
All right. We're going to West Virginia, and okay. this is going to be the last one we do because I got to save Wisconsin and Wyoming for next week.
Yeah. And then I'll try to come up with an idea.
Then I'm done. Yes. Please yeah. come up with an idea because my old brain ain't what it used to be. Okay. According to the state constitution, it is unlawful for anyone to own a red or black flag. Don't understand that. Can't put my brain around it. I mean, I don't even think, well, they may use a red flag in NASCAR. Uh-huh. I know they use black and white checkered.
Well,
so I don't know why.
I was thinking they're not coastal. I was thinking something nautical because all those flags on a ship mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Anyway, you may not walk a lion, tiger, or leopard.
Oh, my gosh.
Even if you have them on a leash.
Okay. That had to happen for a reason.
That shit happened. Oh, you know it did.
Oh, man.
Okay. If you wear a hat inside a theater, you may be fined.
Okay,
that was when they had those big, stovepipes. Yes.
I mean, any hat other than a baseball cap, which, yeah.
Can
didn't
you
become.
Imagine going to the theater with a Kentucky Derby bonnet on?
Yeah, I don't want to see that crap. I paid.
Uh-huh.
I want to see my movie.
It is illegal to snooze on a train.
Nah, that's mm-hmm. like the best sleep.
It's unlawful for chickens to lay eggs before 8 a.m. and after 4 p.m. How the fuck are you going to control when a chicken lays an egg? Now, okay, we're still in West Virginia.
Okay.
West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country road. Two more. No member of the clergy is allowed to tell jokes or humorous stories from the pulpit during a church service. Everybody's fucking going to sleep in West Virginia at church.
Obviously. Because isn't the formula three verses and a story, open with a joke, close with a joke? That's the formula for every freaking sermon.
Okay, this is last but not least, West Virginia.
Okay.
No children may attend school with their breath smelling of wild onions. What the fuck? All I know is I don't think I could get a child to eat a wild onion.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I can get it. I mean, kids pick, because I know that kids would pick them on the way to school.
Yeah, but
and chomp them.
Kids don't eat onions.
That's our kids, because they're wussies.
The pussification of America.
Yeah. Back then, West Virginia, there was a lot of hungry kids.
So that's it for West Virginia Mountain Mama.
Awesome.
Thank you for so much for that story. That was awesome. I loved it. I hated it and I loved it all at the same time.
That's how I felt the whole time, because I was totally going to give y'all something else. And then yesterday, while I was like kind of getting ready to write, and I was just looking up a couple other things, I saw that and I was like, oh. So I have been cramming on this story.
Colin, thank you so much for being our camera switcher.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's waving. Did you actually have yourself in the camera that time? And we appreciate and love all you listeners. Please go to Apple, because there's some new formula thing where you're not getting your downloads anymore automatically. Resubscribe. Leave us comments. I don't know how it works.
We need to put that out on any socials we can get to. Yes,
you're right.
Yeah.
Go to Patreon, Patreon.com/grits, and help support the show, because we're always needing new equipment and help. And all these wonderful people come here and help me for free. I don't pay them a thing.
Yeah, but I would like some of that research money.
Yeah, some research money?
Not to me, but
no,
to
you need some research money, like
subscribe.
I was going to say, the newspapers.com.
Absolutely.
That's one we can subscribe to.
Because y'all don't know how I had to go into the Chicago Tribune and enter it and then back out. And then enter it and back out to read these articles.
She had to go to 10 different computers to read these articles, y'all.
Because they would let me read for about 30 seconds and then they'd kick me.
She was at the library, the local library, looking at them. All right. Thank you so much, y'all. Hey, we appreciate y'all out there. Tell your mama and them to listen. We love y'all so much. We're going to let Zydeco Mike take us out.